Joined now by Sean Callahan, publisher of Husker Online, to talk Husker football. And Sean, how's it going up there in Nebraska today?
It's doing good. The Huskers are 3-0, and everyone's fired up right now.
Rightfully so. Tell us the impact of that win. I mean, that was a monumental win for Nebraska. Oregon was ranked coming in, and Nebraska had to rally and win it.
Yeah, it just was one of those games. You know, Nebraska has seemingly found a way to lose these types of games. Last year they knocked off Michigan State, but the season was already kind of over at that point as far as goals. And, you know, very rarely in the last 15 years has Nebraska gone into a game with buildup like this and delivered. And I think that's what was special about Saturday is with all the hype, all the buildup, the team faced adversity. They found a way to overcome adversity. They played at a physical edge, and they made plays in the clutch. And that's what people really want to see around here. I mean, they want to see that type of football team that doesn't beat themselves, plays physical, and makes plays in the clutch. And that's what we got on Saturday.
Man, I tell you, I loved how Mike Riley coached this game. He was aggressive, and the key play that jumps out to me is 4th and 9, I think, at his own 47. And TV announcers were mentioning something about, I think he should punt here, which, of course, if they don't make it, that's what people would say. But he was very aggressive, and they just flat out went for it. It was one of those things where, to me, I felt like it was kind of, we've had some frustrating close losses over the last year or so, and we're going to turn it around today, and we're going for it.
Yeah, it's one of those deals where I think he's played Oregon so many times that he knows you've got to gamble a little bit at times. And at midfield, you know, sure it wasn't exactly the best place to do it, but I think he knew that they could execute there and they had some extra time to think about the play. But, yeah, that was the play of the game, really, for them. I think along with the punt return from DeMorne Pearsonell that set up their touchdown before halftime, I think those two plays are really, you know, the key plays that helped Nebraska win that game and kind of set things up as they move forward here.
Huskers with a win 35-32 over Oregon. Sean Callahan, publisher of Husker Online, our guest today to talk Husker football. Tommy Armstrong, it seems like he's been quarterback there for like 8 or 9 years. Lots of pressure when you're a quarterback at any school, but Nebraska probably more so. But is he kind of coming into his own here? Because he made maybe one or two passes that were questionable the other day, but for the most part, battling cramps, I thought he was tremendous throughout the game against Oregon. And he's had his ups and his downs, but are we to the point where now Tommy Armstrong, we're seeing that experience, he's learning from his past mistakes to where he's a more consistent performer?
Yeah, they've really, I think, managed him better, too. But I think he's also bought in. I think he's had so many opportunities to kind of evaluate his mistakes and what he's done wrong. And he's figured out, you know what, I've got to kind of, you know, clean it up here. And I think he's bought into what they're doing. He's watched a lot more film. And they've built the system around him more. You know, they want to, you know, have it more balanced, more running. Mike Riley said this week, when you look at our running game, I want you to have to defend the quarterback, the running back, and the wide receivers. We have three elements now in the running game, and that really makes this a tough team to defend when Tommy Armstrong can make runs like he did on Saturday to win the game.
Greg Sharpa, the voice of the Huskers, we had him on a few weeks ago there before the season, and he said one of the biggest concerns going in is inexperience on that offensive line. But I was watching against Oregon, and yes, Oregon made some plays in the backfield, but all in all, I think Nebraska offensive line's held up pretty well.
Yeah, they have. It's really been one of the more impressive groups just with how this group has held up and played, considering the major injury they suffered, you know, with Gerald Foster early on in fall camp. I think that was one of those ones where you didn't know how they were going to maybe overcome that. So I do think this line has overcome a lot and played better. Is it the best line ever in Nebraska? No, but I think when you have Tommy Armstrong running like he's doing, it just makes that line and their work that much easier.
The Big Ten Conference as a whole, I'm sure you're sick of it as I am from the standpoint that we keep hearing about how great the SEC is, but to me, I think last year and I think this year, the best conference in America, to me without a doubt, and at least right now based on the rankings and just for me the eye test, the Big Ten Conference is the deepest and toughest conference in America. You look at, what was it, 4 teams in top 11, Nebraska is now ranked 20th. You of course, were there covering the Huskers when they're part of the Big 12, and now they're part of the Big 10. What's the biggest transitions and issues that Nebraska's faced in making that move from the Big 12 to the Big 10?
Well, I think it's just getting your roster built to play in the Big Ten. I mean, Bo Pelini, it was funny, when they joined the Big Ten in 2011, he was actually not that excited because he had his roster and system built for the Big 12 offenses and how to defend those teams. A lot of defensive backs, very few linebackers, a different type of defensive lineman, just a different style of team. And I think it has taken Nebraska a while to kind of build their roster to fit better in this league. It's a line of scrimmage league. It's an NFL prospect type of league where I think the Big 12 is more 7-on-7 and spread and just a different type of offense. And I think Nebraska really had to adjust. And now you got Urban Meyers, Jim Harbaugh, and Mark D'Antonio's, and some really good coaches in this league. And it's only going to get better, as we're seeing right now. I think four teams really are top 10 quality, Nebraska in the top 20. So it's scary to think, you know, how far this league has come, and with the money coming in, how much better they're going to get just with the resources they're going to continue to have over the other leagues.
It seems to me that Nebraska is picking up some steam when it comes to recruiting, and you know some of the commitments already for 2017. Why do you think Nebraska is making some strides in that area? Is that they see Mike Riley is going to be there for a while? He's got the backing of the administration. Keyshawn Johnson Jr., of course, committed, a four-star recruit. Keyshawn Johnson's son chose Nebraska over USC. What's allowing Nebraska to perhaps improve in the recruiting battle?
Yeah, I just think Mike Riley and his staff, credit them. They really know how to sell and you know, promote the program, and they understand kind of everything that they have to work with here, and they appreciate that. And I think that's the biggest thing. They've embraced everything Nebraska has to sell and offer to these kids, and that's really been the biggest thing I've seen. And they don't make excuses for location. Previously, that was kind of a deal where, we're too far away, it's too hard to get kids here. And it was almost this kind of defeatist mentality with recruiting at times. And this staff has got a 180 approach, and they've really done an excellent job of just spreading the word of the brand of Nebraska in places like California and other places around the country.
It's amazing what one win can do for a program, because I know before the year we're kind of looking through this game by game, and a lot of people would say Nebraska 7-8 wins, 9 would be a really good year. But now you start to get optimistic. You win against Oregon at home. You have Northwestern on the road, which no road game is easy, as we know, and then Illinois at home, then a bye week, and then at Indiana, Purdue at home. I mean, certainly those are all winnable games, those next four, and then they would be sitting at 7-0 going into the tough part of their schedule at Wisconsin, at Ohio State. Of course, they got Iowa to close out the year. Is that what you're kind of hearing from Nebraska fans? There's now maybe a little bit of guarded optimism, but more optimism on what the season could be?
Well, yeah, I just think when you look at the season, the next few weeks, for 4 weeks, Nebraska is going to be the favorite, and they've got a real opportunity, as you mentioned, to potentially be a 7-0 type of team. And going into that final stretch of five games that features Iowa and Wisconsin and Ohio State, it really sets up for this team, I think, down the road here. And there's a lot of optimism, but you know, you have to be careful, because Nebraska's been in this spot many a times before, and you don't want to get too far ahead of yourself.
What do you know about Northwestern, Nebraska's opponent, coming up on Saturday at 6:30?
Well, they just have a knack for causing you problems. You know, they don't have the most talent. They don't have big physical road dogs on the line. I mean, they're just, you know, but they play to their strengths. They have a grass field that kind of slows you down. It's a thick, you know, Mike Riley said he's been told it's the thickest grass in college football. So they're trying to get ready for that, but they're beat up. This is a team that won 10 games a year ago, averaging only 19 points a game, which I believe hasn't happened before that, like, for 40 years. So they're very opportunistic. They don't score a lot of points. They are missing three of their top four defensive backs at corner, and their number one safety is out. Their offensive line has given up the most sacks of anybody in the Big Ten, 11 over three games. So I think there's a lot of matchup advantages here for the Huskers, and it's going to be basically a home game. Nebraska will travel 25-plus thousand fans into Ryan Field on Saturday. This is far and away, of the road games, the one that Nebraska brings the most people to in since they've joined the Big Ten.
Nebraska's 3-0. Their Big Ten opener at Northwestern Saturday night at 6:30. So you have the advantage of knowing how the first three games turned out. What are your expectations? You look at the rest of the schedule. How many wins do you think Nebraska will get?
I think 9-3, 10-2 is kind of where I lean right now. It just depends. Like, if they can get to 7-0 here, which I think they have a very good chance to, I don't see much less than 9, because they'll have two home games against Minnesota and Maryland that they should win. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you've got Wisconsin, Ohio State, and Iowa all on the road. And, you know, I think if you could get two out of those three, that would be outstanding. But, you know, it's going to be tough to get, you know, all those games. So I lean somewhere around 9-3, maybe 10-2 is kind of where I think this team contends. But I do think they have a very good chance to win the West. But I think it will have to come down to a head-to-head win over Iowa, because I'm sure there'll be some tiebreakers in play in Week 13.
That'd be a heck of a year. Nebraska 9-3, 10-2. Are you kidding me? That would be a great year, and that would even make it, I think it would be easier to sell prospective recruits on coming to Nebraska. It would help in recruiting. That would be a big step forward from year one to year two for Mike Riley. That would be just tremendous. The fan base would get a little bit overzealous and start expecting even more wins than they should in the 10
years. Immediately, overnight, the expectations can turn here. So it does get fun when Nebraska gets winning.
And it's fun to cover, I'm sure, as well. Time for off-the-wall questions, Sean. Before we let you go, we're talking to Sean Callahan. He is a publisher of Husker Online. I go to huskeronline.com, and you read his work. Does a terrific job covering Nebraska Cornhuskers. All right, off-the-wall question for you, Sean. Before we let you go, we're going to take you back to your childhood. What was your favorite toy as a kid?
Legos. I think my pirate ship Lego was one of my favorite toys. I had one of those real big ones that had cannons and everything. It was probably one of my favorite ones if I can remember.
Did you keep the boxes?
No, I don't think we kept the boxes, but I know we kept the pieces. I remember, one of them was like $89 or something back
wow.
in the 80s. So, it was a pretty expensive Christmas present back then. To get that, it was one of those projects. It probably took like 3 days to put this thing together,
but it made it worthwhile once you completed it. You felt like you accomplished something. That was the idea
hours
with Legos.
Of entertainment.
Yes, absolutely. Sitting in your room, putting them all together. My son collects Legos. He has a lot of Lego sets, although he hasn't had one for a while, but he kept all the boxes, but he won't take them back apart. He's put it together, then he wants something else, and he puts them up on a big shelf in his room. Once you put it together, did you break it down and build it again, or did you say, you know what, it took me 3 days, I'm leaving it like it is?
I kept them together. We had the loading dock, too, which is cool. It was a huge loading dock where ships could go in and cargo ships, and I remember I just had them all around in our playroom as a kid. And it's funny, when I go to the store now, I even see Legos, and I'm like, God, some of those would be fun to put together again when you see what they have now.
Absolutely, man. Well, hey, before we let you go, go ahead and plug yourself. Tell where everybody can read your work and where they can go.
Yeah, we are at huskeronline.com, which is the NebraskaRivals.com affiliate. We'll have complete coverage here of the practices leading up to Saturday at Northwestern, and encourage you also to check out our radio show, the Husker Online radio show. You can pick that up on our Podbean page. It's huskeronline.podbean.com, and we do that every week. We'll tape a new show on Thursday.
Sean Callahan, huskeronline.com. He's the publisher, does a great job. We appreciate the time as always, man. Best of luck the rest of the season, and have fun with Legos whenever you have a free time. All right, man?
Okay, thanks, Wade.
All right, that's Sean Callahan here on the Sports Ticket.